Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve, at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Wednesday morning, and 58 degrees. Kansas has joined 42 other states and Puerto Rico in a federal lawsuit alleging that large manufacturers of generic drugs have conspired to artificially inflate prices. We get more from Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson.
Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt announced the state's participation Monday. The states filed the lawsuit Friday in U.S. District Court in Connecticut. The lawsuit alleges that 20 firms conspired to inflate prices for more than 100 generic drugs. They include treatments for diabetes, cancer, and arthritis. The lawsuit also names 15 senior executives responsible for pricing, sales, and marketing as defendants. It asked for a finding that the defendant's actions violated federal and state antitrust and consumer protection laws.
The Wichita City Council has denied a permit for a cell tower that was to be built in a North Riverside neighborhood.
The proposal for an 80-foot-tall cell tower at West 18th Street and North Woodland Avenue had triggered a large protest in the neighborhood. The District Advisory Board denied the proposal earlier this year, while the Metropolitan Area Planning Commission twice approved it. Councilmember Cindy Claycomb said several factors weighed into her decision to vote no to the tower.
First, the character of the neighborhood. Second, the zoning uses of the property nearby. And third, the suitability of the subject property.
The council voted 5-2 to deny the permit. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Federal money will pay for a portion of a project to improve the runways at Wichita's Eisenhower National Airport.
The FAA awarded $6.6 million to fund part of a major runway replacement project. Crews will be replacing the center section of the longest runway at Eisenhower. Officials said that airport revenue will pay the additional $740,000 for the project. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
World leaders and tech bosses are meeting in France amid growing complaints about violence on social media.
2 months after a gunman in New Zealand broadcast a massacre at mosques live on Facebook, New Zealand's Prime Minister and France's President are co-hosting a meeting in Paris of world leaders, including the Prime Ministers of Britain and Canada, and executives from tech companies including Facebook, Google and Twitter. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern wants the tech firms to commit to blocking terrorist material. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
One major city's tax on a sugary beverage has sales down, but the health effects remain up in the air.
Philadelphia imposed a tax on soda in 2017. Now they're looking at some research in the time since. Shows soda sales are down some 38%. These new results published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, they argue soda taxes could lead to a decline in obesity. Still collecting the data on that, but other cities are considering a similar strategy now. Merchants and the beverage industry obviously not fans of this higher tax, but the Pennsylvania Supreme Court upheld the tax in a ruling just last year. John Saucier, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a quiet start to the day in south central Kansas, we will be mostly sunny, warming up quickly this afternoon. Low 80s at noontime, 88 for the high. Clear and 65 tonight. Tomorrow, breezy and 89. Our weather pattern changes this weekend with showers and thunderstorms likely Saturday and off and on through early next week. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, south wind at 6 miles per hour and 58 degrees. 8:34, Steve and Ted in the morning. Entertainment news, The Blur, Ted Woodward talking about more trouble for Bill Cosby, right, Ted?
Yeah, the judge in Cosby's sex assault case breaks his silence, saying the entertainer's accuser shed light on behavior that became a, quote, signature.
Judge Stephen O'Neill says allowing five other accusers to testify in Cosby's aggravated indecent assault trial showed, in his words, chilling similarities in Cosby's behavior over decades. Cosby was sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison following his conviction last year. O'Neill said the pattern in accusing accusers' stories of Cosby meeting women, gaining their trust, and incapacitating them once he was alone with them made their accounts admissible in court. Cosby's lawyers have been awaiting this filing so they can begin their appeal. They say a feud between the judge and a former DA biased O'Neill against Cosby. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Today, in the south of France, the beginning of the Cannes Film Festival.
Bill Murray's zombie flick, The Dead Don't Die, makes its premiere as the opening film of the 72nd Cannes Film Festival, which arrives with the usual swirl of celebrity and controversy.
Anybody accidentally kills anybody in a fight, they go to jail.
Other films making their debut at the French Film Festival, Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and the Elton John biopic Rocket Man, all male-centric films, despite last year's protest for gender equality by 82 women on the festival's famed red carpet steps. Artistic director Thierry Frémaux signed a pledge promising to make the festival's selection process more transparent and to push executive boards towards gender parity. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A game in your collection may be causing a medical issue.
Fox Bits.
Your insider's cheat code to gaming. I'm Eamon Dignam. The latest event for Riot Games' League of Legends gave some players an unwanted surprise. Rewards for the strategy multiplayer game named Mid-Season Trials can trigger photosensitive epilepsy.
Something they've never seen before.
Riot has promised to remove the strobe effect on the rewards. The big thing at this year's E3... Netflix?
No, life's short, carpe diem, etc., right?
The movie streamer striking up a Twitter conversation with E3 and trying to slyly bring up their foray into the gaming industry with their upcoming game, Stranger Things, a retro-style RPG based on the hit show. They'll also host a panel named Bringing Your Favorite Shows to Life, developing Netflix originals into video games. Netflix has produced multiple titles for TV that could be translated, including a superhero show, The Umbrella Academy, Russian Doll, and a series of unfortunate events. That's Fox Bits for Fox News.
The nominations are in for MTV's Movie and TV Awards.
The Fox Celebrity Profile with a couple of stars from Fox's new season.
Viewers popular in the world is among the most nominated at the MTV Movie and TV Awards.
We owe this to everyone who's not in this room to try.
Avengers Endgame tops the movie nominations, while Game of Thrones was the top TV nomination heading into next month's ceremony. RBG also grabbed four nominations. The June 17th show will also introduce reality royalty, most memeable moment, and best real-life hero as new categories. Endgame will compete for best movie against Black Klansman, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, Us, and To All the Boys I've Loved Before. Shazam star Zachary Levi will host the show. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Let's check in with the late night crew last night, the Late Late Show with James Corden on CBS.
Domino's has introduced a new kind of pizza in New Zealand called the Hawaiian Spaghetti Pizza. It's a pizza topped with glazed ham, pineapple chunks, and canned pasta. Right, I'm not joking. Here it is here. Look at this. I know it looks disgusting, but keep in mind... it tastes disgusting.
Late Night with Seth Meyers on NBC.
Today was Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg's 35th birthday, and if you're wondering what he wants, your personal data.
And,
oh, boy.
Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon on NBC.
I get this. I saw the CEO of Bed Bath & Beyond is stepping down. He was supposed to leave Bed Bath & Beyond last month, but he kept seeing things he needed.
Let's see. 10 years ago on this day, Wayman Tisdale passed away.
Wayman Tisdale.
The guy that was a massive basketball star,
right,
at Oklahoma. Had a nice long career in the NBA. He was gold medal in the Olympics. And then became a smooth jazz musician.
Reportedly,
one of his albums went to the top of the charts. And he got bone cancer. Died at the age of 44 in Tulsa 10 years ago on this day. Wayman Tisdale.
How about that?
Actor James Mason was born 110 years ago on this day.
Oh, one of my favorites.
Hello, boys.
Hello, boys.
James Mason.
There you are.
Some of his movies, A Star is Born, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, North by Northwest, Julius Caesar, Heaven Can Wait, The Boys from Brazil, Mandingo...
You can't beat North by Northwest.
Oh, I love North by Northwest.
Oh, my goodness.
Hitchcock. Ellen, let's get a little bit of James Mason here from Lolita.
You know, I've missed you terribly.
I haven't missed you. In fact, I've been revoltingly unfaithful to you. But it doesn't matter a bit, because you've stopped caring anyway.
What makes you say I've stopped caring for you?
Well, you haven't even kissed me yet, have you? Well, I guess I won't be seeing you again, huh?
I shall be moving on. I must prepare for my work at Beardsley College in the fall.
Then I guess this is goodbye.
Yes.
What do you think of that?
Considered for the role of 007.
Yeah. In fact, he was offered the role.
Yeah.
But he wanted... they wanted him to do three pictures, and he only committed to do two. So they never could come to an agreement, and they moved on to, eventually, Sean Connery.
Of course. Could have been James Bond.
Could have been James Mason. Could have
James
been
Mason.
The star James of Dr. Bond. No and been James Bond.
Bond.
Never
James
happened.
Yeah.
And we will close with the obituary of actor and comedian Tim Conway, who has passed away at the age of 85.
He was a comedy king. Thomas Daniel Conway, born December 15th, 1933, in Willoughby, Ohio. Before becoming an entertainer, Conway wanted to be a jockey and race horses. He studied speech and radio at Bowling Green State University. After graduating in 1956, he served in the Army for 2 years. Conway began his entertainment career in Cleveland, in the mailroom of a radio station. He eventually became a writer, a director, and a performer at a local television station. Conway's most important job was filling in during the late-night program when guests didn't arrive. When comedian Rose Marie caught Conway's act, she suggested he audition for the Steve Allen Show, and Conway became a regular. It was reportedly Allen who told Conway to change his first name from Tom to Tim to avoid confusion with a British actor. Conway made his primetime debut in 1962.
I had never done anything in the business until I did McHale's Navy.
It lasted 4 years and was made into two movies. In 1967, Conway appeared in Rango.
This was Rango.
Which lasted only one season. He got his own variety special in 1970 called The Tim Conway Show and was soon given his own weekly series, The Tim Conway Comedy Hour.
Take a firm hold of the hypodermic needle.
Right.
But he is probably best known for his time on The Carol Burnett Show. Tim played a variety of oddball characters.
I started walking like that through the door, and they had never seen that walk before or that old man.
Conway won 4 Emmys for his work there. Despite several unsuccessful attempts at his own variety series, he continued to appear on TV and a few network specials in the 80s and 90s. In 1996, Conway co-starred in the film Dear God as a postal worker. Conway was inducted into the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences Hall of Fame in 2002. He had 6 children with his first wife, Mary Ann. Tim Conway will be remembered for his wit, characters, and genuine humor. David Lee Miller, Fox News.
The great Tim Conway.
Wow.
Bless his heart. All right, entertainment news in the blur, brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair, who provide a great service to the community. They'll help you out with your appliance repairs and anything you need fixed up. They'll get you going. Call Terry or Rachel for an appointment at 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
843, Steve and Ted. April was a tough month for Boeing, and editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, is going to tell us about that. Coming up, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.